It's Friday, the fifth day of October 2018. Here in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Okay, you just gave me the look like, where are we and how did you get here? Yeah. I walked through the door just like I always do.
October can be a busy time and I can just be a little bit disjointed.
Who are you?
Yes.
Okay, so there's ball game tomorrow.
Alabama, Arkansas.
11 o'clock.
Yep.
Those of us who have grown up here know that anything else you might want to do for entertainment on a game day needs to be predicated on where you'll be when the game starts and where you'll be when the game ends.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I lived on Hill Avenue for years, and you had to know what time the game started and what time the game ends. So today, our recommendations are ways to keep you out of all of that.
Okay.
Junk Ranch. Junk Ranch is one of those people take things and turn them into other things, sort of vintage, repurposed, upcycled sales opportunities. Mm-hmm. They'll have all of the other fall stuff. They'll have funnel cakes and roasted nuts and kettle corn and all the things that go with a fall crafts fair. But they'll also have 200 booths full of rusty things and recycled things and things you can hang on the wall and things you can turn into planters. And it's just fun. This is like 5 years now for Junk Ranch. It's until 5 o'clock today, 9 to 5 on Saturday, and here's the bonus. It's at 11195 Center Point Church Road in Prairie Grove.
I mean, you'll be going against the traffic.
Which is better than going with it,
yes.
Right? It's $10 if you go today. It gets you back in free tomorrow. $5 tomorrow, and you can find out more at thejunkranch.net. Or you can go north to Bentonville. Mm-hmm. Bentonville High School is hosting its first marching band competition.
Right. Tell me more about this.
It's a big deal. They've got 17 bands coming from across Arkansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma. And it's a fundraiser to help alleviate travel costs for the 200-plus students in the BHS band. It starts with preliminaries at 11 a.m. tomorrow. BHS performs at 6:45. And then finals start at 7. So you could go for Bentonville at 6:30, stay for the finals. Winners will be announced at 10:15. $10 to $20, it's at Tiger Stadium, BentonvillePride.com. If you're going up north to the band competition, Bentonville Public Library is having its fall book sale. Books and magazines and DVDs and CDs.
CDs?
Yes.
That gets me excited.
Yes. 9 to 4:30. They say most items are a dollar or less. It's Tinkerfest at the Scott Family Amazium, so you could make a whole day of it in Bentonville. That starts at 9 and runs till 4. It's a chance to go and play with different kinds of things than they usually have. It's $9.50 to get in. Or you could start early up in Bella Vista for the Wiener Take All benefit races. Dachshunds and other breeds. It starts at 10 at Loch Lomond Softball Complex. It's $25 to race and free to watch. They're cruising the square in Huntsville.
Classic cars, right?
Classic cars and food and music and crafts and all sorts of things. 10 to 2, judging starts at 11. $20 to enter. Admission is free. There's a fall festival in Fort Smith celebrating Judge Parker's birthday. That's from 2 to 4, and tickets are $5 to $7, regular museum admission. And then if you're down that way, you can keep going to Subiaco Abbey.
For that concert tonight, or tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, which will be amazing. It's Schola Cantorum and the World Music Ensemble from the university, Songs from the Camino. I've heard amazing things about it.
This is free, too.
Yes, and it starts at 7:15. So that should keep you out of the heart of Fayetteville, unless you just decide to be here.
Right, and celebrate the big
victory
upset.
Of the Hogs.
There you go. Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.